Hi, it's Simon Smedley again from the Oldham Chronicle, and I'm still here actually with Stephen Holt from the Inspiral Carpets for part two of our interview feature. In this part, we're going to focus on Steve's other project, which is the frontman of a band called Rain Kings.
That's right.
Now,
yeah.
For the record, the Rain Kings got together initially way back in 1989. Released a couple of tracks, I think, Steve, is that
yeah,
right?
A couple of EPs,
did quite a number of gigs up and down the country. But then they reformed in 2013, just obviously the year before last, and released a compilation album Another Time.
Yeah, that's right, it was Another Time 1989, which was the time we were in existence in 1994, obviously, when we stopped sort of like releasing stuff, really. Yeah. And yeah, that was a compilation of the two EPs released. I think one was about 1990 and the other one 1991, around there. And some unreleased stuff as well that we'd got in the can that we've been sitting on for years, you know.
The reason why I wanted to focus on today is to ask you about the new EP that about to release with the Rain Kings. You've obviously got the Inspiral Carpets going on in the background, and we've already spoken, they've had a massively busy 2014, but you've just devoted quite a bit of time to the Rain Kings, Steve.
Yeah.
So just tell us a little bit about the new EP, which is going to be called Five Ways.
Five people at the time as well. You were four now at the moment.
You've obviously been taking time out from your Inspirals duties to practice with the Rain Kings.
When I've got time, really. I hate the word side project, but I suppose they are a little bit, because the Inspirals are my busiest sort of band, keep me busiest and obviously sort of main concern. But I've got obviously a massive sort of commitment and sort of love for the Rain Kings as well, because that was the band that I went on to form after leaving the Inspirals in 89 with Swifty, because Swifty was in the Inspirals with me at that point as well. He was playing bass in the Inspirals, but I'd known Swifty for years. He lived around the corner. We've been in little bands together, sort of, you know, as you do garage bands and what, proper garage bands. And he was a proper good guitarist, Swifty, as well. So obviously when we both left the Inspirals around the same time, we thought we'd sort of continue doing music, so Swifty went back to playing guitar. I mean, he's such a prolific songwriter as well, Swifty. He's got hundreds and hundreds of tunes that he just, you know, writes all the time as well. And at the time, when we first sort of came together, we drafted in John Rowland, who'd been the drummer in the Bodines and managed the band, and Carl Wolstenholme, who used to be the bass player in Turning Blue, the Shaw band, E.T. as he's known to other people as well. And like I said, we released those EPs, but so obviously, sorry to come back up, when we reformed in 2013 to bring all that together and try and do we did release the compilation album on Playtime, because that's a label we'd had in the early late 80s, early 90s. We just decided we really enjoyed being back together again and doing things, and we thought, let's try and write a few new tunes again, you know. And we did, and three of them, which feature on Five Ways, we recorded in November 2013 with Jim Spencer, who mixed the Inspirals album and also is produced and mixed the New Charlatans album as well. He is their sort of like producer, if you like, as well.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, though, we had to sit on those for a year because, as I said before, sort of last year being such a busy year for the Inspirals, and have any time at all to put into the Rain Kings, really, apart from just a bit of organisation, try to sort stuff out what we're going to do this year, really. But obviously come January, a bit of free time, we got together again, did some rehearsing, and just recently recorded two new tunes, which are the main ones of the five track EP, so they're the first two, and then the three that we did in 2013 will be the three after as well,
excellent.
So we're really excited. I mean, we've done the work again with Jim Spencer. He's just brilliant. Whatever he does, it sounds great, you know. But just really excited for this, and especially as well because I'm going to release it on a record label that I've sort of decided to set up myself
Tell us more about that. Now it's called Here Records. Tell me a little bit about that, Steve. Very excited
because I've got loads of spare time, so I work and two bands. I thought I'd set up a record label, that's why I'm going grey and sort of a bit mad as well. No, I think I was saying to you before, really, I think sort of all the way through my time in the Inspirals, we've always been hard-working people, and had that thing of that do-it-yourself attitude. Really, well, you know, so why else rely on somebody else to do something for you if you know I'm not going to do it the way you want it, or you don't think they're going to do it properly? Do it yourself as well. Don't wait around. You know, and I think we picked that up from that kind of punk ethos, really, and that's what sort of people did back in the day, wasn't it? Bang a few tunes out, sort of record them, chuck it out, don't wait around for some sort of big organisation or some guy to release them for you, do it again. But I think that's been a little bit lost over the years, of people doing things themselves, and I just thought, well, you know, as I said before, I can make just the same mistakes as a record label, but you know, it's my fault if I do, but I can put them right, I'll just do it myself.
It's quite a commitment though, Steve, because obviously you're a family man as well.
Yes,
you've got work on.
Yeah, it's a football team aren't doing great at the moment as well.
So how, you know, how physically did you fit the time into to sort of set up your label and be in the band in the first place?
Do you know what, it's not much of a commitment, really. I've got to say, sort of, and you'll be pleased to know as well, on top of that, I've designed the sleeve for the EP as well.
No,
I'm getting sort of a bit like a Tim Burgess of sort of older me, aren't I, at the moment, but he seems to be doing everything for his label and whatever at the moment. But no, it's just, I love music. I've always loved music, and anything like that really interests me. And I've got a little bit of time at that afterward. Yeah. It's a bit of a relaxation for me, really. I don't see it as work, you know. Going doing things with Inspirals, doing things with the Rain Kings, doing things with a label. That's what I enjoy. That's what I love, you know. And it takes me away then from the pressures of the day job as well, you know.
So we heard last week in our chat about what's happening with the Inspiral carpet. So, what I mean, can we look forward to seeing the Rain Kings play live, or what, you know, when is this? I'll tell you what, firstly, when's the EP due for release?
April. Is it about the 23rd or I think it's the 20th or 27th, of April. Just waiting for sort of obviously the CDs to come back and then get it online as well, so it'll be sort of in CD format and on iTunes and Spotify and all those sort of formats as well, you know, so you can download it.
So can we get to see the Rain Kings in action, Steve?
No, that's another thing. We've never been the most productive live band. We're sort of quite, I think we take the word slacker to this sort of extreme in some ways, live-wise. But yeah, we'd love to do a couple of gigs this year. Again, time allowing, really, Si, as well. You know, we've been rehearsing. You know, we're a four-piece at the moment because we lost our keyboard player last year. He moved to Japan. But we brought someone in sort of at the moment to do the recording with us, and he sounded great, so we'll do a bit of rehearsing, and if we get a chance we'll do a couple of gigs as well, you know, we'd love to. So
well, presumably if the EP goes down quite well with the listeners and there's going to be a clamour to see you live, so you might not have much choice.
Hopefully it'll be the first time ever there's been a clamour to see us live. But no, that'd be nice. It'd be great. I mean, we've got no expectations of selling thousands of CDs or copies and whatever and stuff like that, but we just really believe, as I said sort of last week around the Inspirals, I believe in what we've done, you know. I think the tunes are great, and people should hear them as well, you know. So I want to push them out there and let people hear them, you know. So
do you envisage a day perhaps, Steve, when the Rain Kings and the Inspiral Carpets might play on the same bed?
No, I don't think my throat would I'd allow for that one, Si, really.
In fact,
you know,
I thought whether that would be a musical first, actually, thinking about it.
No, Dave Gedge has done it. He's done it with The Wedding Present, and he's got another band, Cinerama, and Cinerama have sometimes often supported The Wedding Present as well.
That's
but no, I don't think my voice would take it as well, really.
So like you say, you just basically see how the reception goes.
There's no firm plans on that, apart from obviously the release, and we're hoping to release maybe another single later this year as well. Some of the stuff we've sort of written and rehearsed and want to get recorded, but no live dates at the moment planned. Yeah. But we'll see, you know. Yeah. And you'll be the first person that I'll let know as well if it happens.
Excellent. Okay. Well, thanks very much, Steve, for updating us on everything to do with the Inspirals last week and the Rain Kings this week. Very interesting. And we'll speak again very soon, no doubt.
Cheers, Si. Thank you very much.